Krishna says that I am the taste of the water. So everyone has got, everyone has knowledge what is the taste of water. Why does he say he does not know Krishna? And Krishna says, I am the light of the sunshine. So who has not seen the sunshine? So when you see sunshine, if you think it is Krishna, what is the difficulty? There's no difficulty. Rasuvam asukantaya prabhasmi sasi surya. When you see some moonlight.
It's very, I think, sir, that means we must, as you say, live and have our being in Krishna.
Yes, it is already. But you have forgotten.
Is it so easy?
What?
For that. I mean,
why it is not easy?
To be able to live at every moment. I know what a papi I am. I don't think Krishna consciousness enters so easily.
Even if you are papi.
All right, but
don't you see the sunlight?
Yes, sir, we do see.
Suppose you are papi. Do you think that you don't see the sunlight?
Yes, we do.
So if Krishna says, this sunlight is my sun, what is the difficulty, even if you are papi? If you say, I won't try understand
no,
like
say,
that,
but
there is another
thing. Able to live in heaven.
But if the statement is clear, even if you are papi, what is the difficulty to understand? And simply, if you say, I won't understand like this, that is different.
No. So how would you explain to a Muslim? He's supposing you...
You could come one after another.
Yes.
You don't make me dictionary. Yes. You try to understand.
Yes.
You have raised that I cannot understand. What is the difficulty to understand?
I mean, to be able to assimilate, to actually live it.
Suppose Krishna says that this beautiful flower, hand. So you are seeing this beautiful flower. So why do you not understand? If Krishna says like that, this is Krishna consciousness. Krishna said, Bhumi rapa anano bayu khang buddhi madari vacha dhinname pakiti asradha. This eight prakara, eight kinds of material elements, their mind, energy. So you are sitting on the ground, bhumi. So if you understand that this is one of the energy of Krishna, that's why the electric fan is running on. Everyone knows that there is electric energy. Similarly, if you see the ground, bhumi, an expansion of Krishna's energy, then what is the difficulty? Bhumi, apa, anala, bayu.
It's very easy to say, sir, but it's difficult to.
I do not know what is the difficulty. Lalaji,
ये तो इस प्रकार के प्रश्न पूछ करके और आपसे कुछ सुनना चाहते हैं इसीलिए समझने में मैंने भी कुछ कुछ रिपोर्ट तैयार करनी है.
It is very simple. You see, actually one who does not understand what is Krishna, for the neophyte, the prescription is there that you understand Krishna like this. Because you are dealing with bhumi, you are dealing with water, you are dealing with fire, you are dealing with air, you are dealing with sky. You are dealing with mind, you are dealing with intelligence, you are dealing with all these things. But Krishna says, they are display of my energy. And then again says, aparayam. These energies are inferior. Itastu vidhime prakitim para. And there is another energy superior. What is that? Jiva Bhuta, the living entity, Mahabhaho, Daidam, Bhagati, Jagat. So what is the difficulty? I do not understand. He is explaining everything in the Bhagavad Gita. Simply,
for you.
We have to take it as it is.
Yes.
Krishna says, that I am this. And if you say, no, Krishna is not like this, that is your version. Krishna says, I am this. If you want to understand, just like if you want to understand me, I say that I am a sannyasi, I am a preacher. And if you say, no, you are not a preacher, then how you can understand? I am giving my identification that I am this. So you have to understand it. You are writing also, understanding like that. So why do you deny it when Krishna says that I am this? Oh, this is my energy. What is the reason you deny? What is the reason?
Sir, nobody is denying. Only we are trying to comprehend, understand.
No, there is no question of comprehension. When you see a spade, call it a spade. There is no question of comprehension. This is a fan, everyone knows. And I say, this is a fan. Everyone understands? But law of identification. Krishna is identifying himself, that this is my energy.
Let us understand you first of all.
I have no personal presentation. I am speaking only what Krishna, therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Here is the book, you see. This book, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, we are presenting, and their publisher is Macmillan Company, and every year they are printing at least 50,000 copies. This is for a fifth edition. They are printing this book since 1968. 68, 69, 70, 71, they have printed, they have fifth edition. And people are reading it. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Our, we don't change. Krishna says that I am the Supreme. And we are saying Krishna is the Supreme. Even I do not understand what is Krishna. I am simply presenting what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta, Paratarang, Nanna, Kinchi, Dasti, Dhananga. There is no superior element above me. So we say, oh, Krishna is the Supreme. There is no other Supreme thing. Krishna says, Manmana, Bhavamad Bhakta, Madhyaji, Manhaskuru. We say that you always think of Krishna. You become a devotee of Krishna, you offer your respect to Krishna. So we are not idiots. Because we are presenting Krishna as he is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. That's right.
How do you feel in the modern world?
You see the feeling? You see the effect?
What's your feeling?
My feeling, I am very satisfied that Krishna is accepted by presenting as he is. I must be very satisfied. Because before me, who did not present Krishna as he is, there is not a single Krishna conscious person in the Western world. Now I have got thousands. So I shall not feel satisfied. Those misinterpreted Bhagavad Gita, this is that, they could not get even one Krishna conscious person. And by presenting Bhagavad Gita, they are selling 50,000 copies per month, and I am getting every year 1,000, 2,000 Krishna devotees. So why it is not practical?
In India?
In India everyone is Krishna conscious. They are trying to forget Krishna conscious.
Oh, we are...
Everyone Krishna conscious. Who does not know Krishna?
We are very poor specimens.
By force you are trying to forget Krishna. That's all.
Sir, I beg your pardon, sir. We are very poor specimens.
Huh?
As you say, sir, we are all, everybody is Krishna conscious in India. Actually, I can say
for
the whole comrade here, we are very poor specimens. I won't talk, involve other
but
people.
But you have not heard Krishna's then?
So we have
not. No, you have not heard Krishna's then. Why you are not Krishna conscious?
You are conscious about the Krishna's existence. In the literature of personal life.
We are very poor. In outside, out of India, they ask me this question. That in India, how many Krishna conscious? I mean, every Indian is Krishna conscious. Every Indian is Krishna conscious. But he's trying to forget him. By artificial means.
So you mean by Krishna?
By nature, every Indian born is Krishna conscious. But at the present moment, they are trying to forget it. That is the problem going on.
What part of Krishna was this part of his life?
Krishna, there is no part. Krishna is absolute.
But for me and for my child, Krishna's child life is very much better.
Well, for child and for me or for you, simply try to understand that there is a person, Krishna, that's all.
So, sir, are we right in understanding that by Krishna you mean some eternal principle, not a servant?
Not principle, a person, like you, like me.
A person?
Yes. Yes, sir, you are talking with me, I am talking with you, you are person, I am person, similarly Krishna is a person.
Person in the ordinary sense of the word, or is also a purusha?
No, in supreme person.
Supreme.
Yeah. Just like we are sitting here in Delhi city. Now here is Lalaji, he is supreme personality. Mayor.
Yes. So we can see and feel and touch him and sometimes also like.
No, take it for example. Yes, in India, the president is the supreme personality. The president is the supreme personality. You have to admit it. You may accept him or not, but officially you have to admit. So, in this whole creation, cosmic manifestation, there must be some supreme personality. That is Krishna. And that is confirmed by Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita. Matta paratanam nanna kinti dasti dhananya. There is no superior personality than me. And we accept it. That is our Krishna consciousness. Oh, Krishna is the Supreme. So our knowledge is very easy. We don't make any research. And here is Krishna said that he is the Supreme Personality. We accept it. That's all. It is very simple.
Can we see? Yes, can we see Lalaji?
And why not? Why not?
With these eyes or
these eyes? With these eyes, simply you have to purify. Just like Lalaji, now he is known here. We can see, but he goes in the streets, nobody knows it. So in spite of seeing Lalaji, he cannot see. Is it not? Tell me this. One who does not know Lalaji on the street, then even Lalaji meets him, he does not see him.
So
why?
Question of eyes and no eyes, sir.
Yeah. Then he has to prepare his eyes to see Lalaji.
So, sir, how do we prepare eyes?
That is the question.
That's what I was wondering. You said it's easy. I said, but I know.
No, it is easy. And it is easy. Suppose I say, you say that I've never seen Lalaji. And if I say, here is Lalaji, why don't you say? And if you accept, that is, that's all right. What is the difference? If you say, no, I cannot believe you, I don't think that he is Lalaji. Lalaji, well, he's walking on the street, and he must be in a big, nice car. But if you put all these arguments, then it is very difficult for you. But if you believe me, that here is Lalaji, then the matter is very simple.
Question is faith versus.
It is not faith. When I speak, here is Lalaji. It is not faith. It is fact.
Yes. Because you have.
But you don't believe me.
Because you have personal witness to, sir. Isn't it?
It is not faith.
Oh, yes, sir. You are an apocryphal.
But if you believe me, then it is all right. If you don't believe me, that is different.
That's if everybody, without all respect, I'm not saying. I mean, suppose somebody were to tell me and that come and believe me, then.
No, that also you have to see whether this person is worthy of belief.
Yes, sir. Whether the Guru is right.
Yes.
Therefore, Guru is the man who has seen.
Guru cannot be any ordinary man.
Sir, that's right.
Yes. That Guru cannot be. The Guru's definition is there in the Vedas. That tasmat guru prabhadeta jigyasu se uttama. Anyone Who is inquisitive or understand? Suppose if you are inquisitive to understand really what is Lalaji, then you must approach to a person who knows Lalaji. And then you will understand Lalaji. And if you approach somebody who does not know Lalaji, then he may give you a misinformation. The Guru is there who knows Krishna. Otherwise he will not be able to understand what is Krishna. That Krishna also very easily, you can find out. Like Krishna says, Krishna teaches Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, directly. Now if you believe Arjuna, then you understand Krishna. Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And why Arjuna was taught, that is also said by Krishna, that bhaktosi, priyosi, because you are my devotee. Krishna did not go to teach Bhagavad Gita to a Vedantist. He went to teach to Arjuna. He was a family man. He was a soldier. But why he was selected? Krishna says, bhaktosi. So if you approach a Krishna bhakta like Arjuna, then you will understand Krishna, otherwise. They are understanding Krishna through me, not before me. But if they were some of them, something, some of them, something, they may be very big scholars. But they did not know what is Krishna.
So first there should be direct
apprehension. One must be brahmanistam, srutriyam brahmanistam, tad vijnanatham sa guru meva avyachet. Avyachet means must. You must find out a guru who knows Krishna. Otherwise there is no possibility of knowing Krishna.
So sir, for we poor mortals, very difficult to immediately, you see,
it is not a subject matter to understand
immediately.
It is not a subject matter to understand immediately. It is a sign. It is a sign. Jnanam, sabhi jnanam. So you cannot understand a science in 5 minutes. That is not possible.
No, we have just come to understand you.
If you kindly accept what I say, then it is possible. If you are simply what I say, if you have faith in me, and if what I say you believe, then you can understand. Otherwise it is not possible.
Can there be an existence without a faith?
No, faith is the beginning. But if you don't increase that faith scientifically, then that faith will not help.
I'm saying, sir, that without existence, without faith, there cannot be existence at all.
That I say, faith is the beginning. Yes. Faith is the beginning.
Because I take the word of my father or my mother that he is my father, I cannot prove it. Nobody can prove it that he is my father.
Therefore, that is the beginning of knowledge. That is the beginning. Adu sadhya. That is stated in the Sanskrit. Adu sadhya. Faith. Then, if you have got sadhya, then adu sadhya tapu sadhu sang. Suppose if you are very much anxious, you have got faith to understand Krishna. Then next step is to associate with persons who know Krishna. Just like you are doing some business. So you have to enter into some association, businessman, to understand the business thoroughly. Similarly, if you have faith in Krishna, then you have to understand him through the association of devotees. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sama. Atam bhajana kriya. Then as soon as you associated these boys, they came to me after association. They wanted to be initiated. kindly please initiate. That is called bhajana kriya. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha atava bhajana kriya. And if you are performing bhajana kriya nicely, then anartha nivitti syat, then all misgivings will go away.
Anartha
nivitti syat. Then nobody will question odd questions. Make anartha nivitti, all doubts gone. Then nishtha, phante, then phante, nishtha. Then taste, whenever there is Krishna topics, immediately goes. Tatu nishtha, taste, ruchi.
Acha,
taste, ruchi. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi. Tatha shakti, then attachment.
Tatha?
Asakti. Mai asakta mana prartho jugam janjan madasraya. That is Krishna says, mai asakta. We have to increase our asakti attachment for Krishna by this process. Tatha shakti tatha bhavo. Then you will see Krishna everywhere. That is Krishna prayer.
That is bhava. That is the last.
Yeah, not last. Last but one. The last stage is, you cannot live without Krishna.
What is it called in Sanskrit?
That is called personal bhava, then prema. Prema. Krishna prema, that is our highest perfection. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking that I am seeing everything vacant without Krishna. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virayinam. That is the last stage of perfection. You become mad about Master Krishna. So that will take time. This is the process. But faith is the beginning. Yes. And that faith is also explained by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha shabde vishas sudira nishcha. Faith means such faith, that all faith, sudira, nishcha, certainly. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma. This is faith. That's why Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. So faith means to believe in the word of Krishna, that by surrendering to Krishna I will get everything now. And this is my perfect. That is called faith. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya, māme ekam saranam. If I say unto you that you give up everything, come with me. Unless you have got false faith, how can you do it? That is faith. That faith has to be increased, and then it will reach to the stage of love.
Sir, just now we are coming from the press conference of another saint, Bala Yogeshwar. He said, his slogan is, give me love, I will give you peace. He wants immediate this thing. No, in your case, the prem comes the last. He says, give me love, I give you peace, shanti. Prem do, shanti lo.
Is it? The room will be all right.
Only outside light.
Rays should not go out.
Rays should not go out, please.
That's all.
Shut the shutters on the doors and it will be all right.
Yeah, that's all.
Or something like that.
Here. Sir, this is a real present, ugly reality here. We are being threatened. This siren is, shall I say, a very ugly reality before us.
Well, you are already in ugly reality, always. 24 hours. Suppose there is no blackout. Still, if you go on the street, is there a guarantee that you will go home?
Yes.
Is that a guarantee?
No, no. true.
Then you are always in that reality. Why do you say this blackout? This is one of the features of the Sadhu reality. That's all.
Yes, at the moment I see. Sir, have you to...
You are all... You do not realize that, that you are 24 hours in ugly reality. Attended. Padam, padam is adhupi padam. Every step danger. We are taking this.
I know, sir, but this is collective, national danger. Have you anything to offer to us?
This Krishna consciousness, our only medicine, remedy is this Krishna consciousness. We take to this, he will be happy. That's all.
I think somebody should go to Yaya Khan also, those who are threatening us. Some, I wish
what benefit will derive by going to Yaya Khan?
But he's got to be, supposing somebody is out to kill me, let's change him, if you can't kill him.
But suppose Yaya Khan does not kill you, will you be safe?
No, sir, sir, I can see. I
then what is
see.
The use of going
but
to Yaya Khan?
Let me...
You will die today or tomorrow, that's sir, all. If you want to save yourself, then go to Krishna. That is our purpose.
How long you can say?
Even if you go out to Yaya Khan, he does not fight. Do you mean to say that he will live forever?
No, no, sir, I'm talking
then, about... Then, what is the use of flattering Yaya Khan? Let's flatter Krishna, so that you may perpetually be saved. Why don't you take that?
No, you're right. I was only thinking in terms of collective security, not I see your question.
You, now, you should know
we are here,
that you are always in danger.
Yes, sir, we agree. The great Einstein said the same thing when he was lecturing. He said,
that is our position.
Any time fall from here.
And Krishna says, I will save you. Therefore, let us go to Krishna. Why Yaya Khan?
To change him because he is disturbing us.
That's so disturbing. Your mind is also disturbing always.
Yes, you are.
That is always with you. Your body is always with you. Are you not suffering from bodily pains? Oh, as Siddhupta. Why don't you go to Yaya Khan to cure your Siddhupta? So why do you... So you are always in danger. Why don't you realize that one?
Yes, realize.
Yeah. Therefore,
we are talking of national disaster, I said.
These are symptoms. Just like one man is diseased, and he is saying, Siddhupta, Pardhupta, I don't know. But the real thing is his disease. These are symptoms. So, people are trying to cure patchwork. We are giving the supreme cure. That is the difference. No patchwork. No patchwork disease cure will help you. Complete cure. Janma karma me dibyam ju janati tattata takta deham punar janma naiti mameti. That's it, that you want. No more repetition of birth and death. Mameti. That is Krishna consciousness, benefit of Krishna consciousness. Jadgatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. If you go to Krishna, then you don't come back again.
Sir, mine was a very hypothetical question. Supposing 100 pure, saintly, Krishna-conscious people are meditating or discussing or philosophizing together, and there comes somebody, some dushta, who drops a bomb. And that's the end of all.
So those who are Krishna conscious, they are
not
afraid of bomb. They are not afraid of bomb.
How to face such people? We are
not. They receive bomb.
Peace now.
That it is Krishna's desire that bomb has come.
Thank you. And you say it's
the
very...
Krishna conscious person is never afraid of anything. Bhayam ditya vina virusatasya. One who has conception of anything other than Krishna, he is afraid. One who knows everything is Krishna, why he should be afraid? If bomb is coming, he will see Krishna is coming. Yes, that is the vision of the devotee. So, he thinks, oh, Krishna wants to kill me as bomb. Oh, that's all right, I will be killed. That is Krishna consciousness.
Will he not fight? Will he not fight?
No, he will fight. He will fight by the direction of Krishna.
Like
Arjuna. Yes. He is not afraid of fighting. But he will fight on the direction of Krishna.
So I'm glad, sir, he has put the real question which I was fumbling to ask. So,
no, Krishna fought, Krishna...
In the Krishna consciousness scheme, there is also active struggle and
Certainly.
Active resistance.
Niyata kuru karma tam karma jayo jakarma. Instead of sitting idly, if you act badly, that is good. That is Krishna's advice. Krishna does not say, sit idly. Neither Arjuna was advised like that. Neither Arjuna wanted to be non-violent, sit idly. Krishna never did so. Krishna said, oh, you fight, you are Kshatriya, it is your duty. And in order to raise him to that fighting position, this position, he taught him Bhagavad Gita. So you don't think that Krishna bhaktas are idle, sitting one place. No. That is mistaken idea. Krishna bhakta can do anything under the direction of Krishna.
They are not escapists.
No.
Maharaj, please go on here helping us, you know, because we have failed. Our battery is gone out.
Bhadiyogi ke paas jaake battery discharge ho gayi.
He will give peace to you.
Find out some other place.
Haan, Bhadiyogi hai, Bhadiyogi hai.
That your Vaishnavism has killed India. And why? That Vaishnav means inactive. They say simply chant Hare Krishna and do nothing. And you have not seen a Vaishnav. I told him.
Pardon?
I told him that you have not seen a Vaishnav. In India, there are two major wars, Ram Ravan Yuddha and Kurukshetra Yuddha. And there the hero is a Vaishnava, Arjuna and Hanumanji.
Hanumanji?
Hanumanji.
Hanumanji Vaishnava.
Hanumanji Vaishnava. Therefore I told him that you have not seen a Vaishnava.
With your permission, may I ask
one
question? We completely dubious of our any solution for socio-economic problems that face the country.
Yes. Provided you become Krishna conscious, everything will be solved.
Yeah. Will it come by itself or will it come through you?
Immediately. Immediately.
How,
sir? That you have to take it.
But the country, for an individual...
That's why Krishna says, Chaturbarnang maya system guna karma vibhav. These four varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, it is created by me, but you are trying to kill it. Why? If you try to kill Krishna's program, then I will be happy.
Can you cast it?
There is no question of preference. It is creation, it is there. You are creating Congress caste, Janam, Sangha caste. Caste is already there, in a different name. How you can make caste less? That is not possible. The whole world, I am American, I am Indian, this is caste, bigger caste. Jasyata buddhi kunam. So long you will be under the concept of this body, there must be caste division. So we have to come to the Krishna consciousness, then there will be no caste. Just like these boys, Americans, Europeans, Africans, Canadians, they have no caste, they have no nationality. They are simply for Krishna. That is casteless.
Are they Brahmins?
Huh?
According to the four
Brahmins. Yes, Krishna consciousness means Brahmin. Brahma janati iti Brahmana.
Not by birth.
Not by birth. They are Brahmins by quality. They have got sacred trait. That is also there in the Shastra. Jasya hi jat lakhanam syat varnam idanjyakam. Varna. Varna abhivanjyakam. There are symptoms. The Brahmins are this. Satya sama dhamati dikha ajava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhavajam. This is the symptom of Brahmin. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. If you find these symptoms anywhere, he is a Brahmin.
But sir, those who believe in Bhagavad Gita, not yourself, sir, they don't believe in that. They believe in caste by birth.
He does not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
All the orthodox.
I say he does not know what is Bhagavad Gita. If he believes in that way, that he does not know Bhagavad Gita.
But he says it's all Hinduism.
Maybe you are Hinduism, you lick up your Hinduism, but you are creating real Brahmin all over the world.
I can see.
What Lord Krishna has stated, sir, that I have created these four castes or whatsoever.
Yes.
And I, as myself, just it's not somebody told me, just my feel.
Uno karma vihara. Not by birth. Krishna never says.
But sir, not the caste.
No. These four castes. Not caste, we say caste. Varnasama. Varna. Anyway, it is division. The division, vibhaga, the exact word is division, and not caste. Or you can say caste, there is no difference. Division, these four divisions are there. So, these divisions are not made by birth. Just like if you are a lawyer. So, in the society there are lawyers, engineers, medical men, they are divisions. But these lawyers, medical men or engineers, they are not born as engineer or as lawyer. That is mistake. Anyone who is qualified by the legal knowledge, he is a lawyer. Not by birth. Suppose the lawyer's son, a big, big lawyer, sir. Does he mean that he's lawyer?
No. But this is what we are doing, sir.
Then you are doing how something, mistake, that should not be accepted.
But sir, you should loudly proclaim all that, then
what is that
all for? The tribals and Harijans will acclaim you.
Huh?
If you proclaim that this is the real Hinduism, because people are getting fed up with Hinduism.
No, who is, why you are bringing Hinduism?
Or this system,
yes,
is only by Hindus, not by Hindus.
No, Hinduism is a foreign word given by the Muslims.
But they got it.
We don't find any word Hindu in the Vedic literature.
Yes, sir.
Why do you call Hinduism?
Hindu word.
We are not preaching Hinduism. We are preaching Krishna consciousness.
I said a social system. Socialism.
That is, that you satisfy with those services. But you, this is a broad Krishna consciousness. Is it broader than any system? Krishna consciousness. We are not preaching, we don't go to preach that we are preaching Hinduism. But because those who are accepting this Krishna consciousness, mostly they are Hindus, then you can call it like Hinduism. But this is not Hinduism.
Sir, your idea is very revolutionary.
Yes, it is revolutionary. Well, yes.
Not revolutionary, Krishna was. I don't know how far Lalaji will go with you.
Lalaji already with me.
Because whenever we go to him, our Sharir is very well looked after. We are happy that we accept him with thanks.
You get Drusilla and there is no complaint.
Directly
he is
complaining
that he has not
given
the prasad.
Give them
prasad. Give them prasad.
Would you like to give any message to the Indian
people? Yes, we take. My message is you take Bhagavad Gita as it is, seriously, will be.
That's all.
Take it as it is. Don't try to interpret foolishly. That is my message.
But sir,
so long they have simply foolishly interpreted, therefore they did not get any benefit. But if you take as it is, you'll get the benefit.
But sir, what are we to do? There is Tilak Bhashya, there is Gandhi.
Therefore I say I don't try and name.
We are lost. We are lame.
Yes.
Who is Bhashya?
There is no question of Bhashya. I say take it as it is.
Why do you say that?
Krishna says, I am the Supreme. You take it. Why Bhashya? Why Bhashya? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said Dharma Khetre Kuru Khetre. Kuru Khetre is still there, you know, there is a station. Why do you interpret in different way?
Sir, it's a joy to be with you.
I think you can stay here
for a while. What is the use of interpreting Kuru Khetre as different? There is a simple question
to
ask.
Huh? Have you been to Russia or any communist country?
Yes, yes.
They allow you to
preach. So why not tell? We are not afraid of anybody.
Because they have their own vision.
They may have, but the public is not their own.
Public is different.
No,
sir, but you want to get a visa, how to enter it?
There one Russian professor invited me.
And so they said, yes, please. Sir, did you give some...
Professor Kotovsky.
Kotovsky?
Yes, you know his name?
Well, I have heard.
Yes.
He
not invited me officially, but we had correspondence. He said, Samiji, if you come this side, I shall be very glad to meet you.
So, yes. Sir, you went there?
Therefore. Therefore I got the visa.
Sir,
Twentieth
of June.
Oh,
this year?
Yes.
How long will it take?
One week.
With a disciple? Were you already in Moscow?
Yes, I created some disciples.
What, sir? Were you already in Moscow or have you gone?
Moscow.
I see. Did they arrange some lectures? Or
no, I had meeting with Professor Kotovsky.
Only?
Yes.
Kotovsky, huh? Only, that's all. He couldn't bring some people, just his disciples.
Yes, he had his assistants, I had my assistants.
And some other people who said, all right, we'll hear, like to hear.
Well, that professor wanted to hear, that's all right. So I, my conclusion was that your communistic idea has not very much improved from our idea. Because you cannot do without surrendering. Our Krishna philosophy is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritya Mame Kam Saranam. So your surrendering process is there. You have not improved. You say God consciousness or Krishna consciousness is not good, but you have not improved because instead of Krishna, you are surrendered to learning, that's all. So you have to surrender in any circumstance. Either you become communist or this is, that is, you have to surrender.
And you will go to China and tell
them. This is the fact. This is the
fact.
You have to surrender to your senses, that's all. And we are simply recommending surrender to Krishna, that's all. By surrendering to senses, you are not happy. But if you surrender to Krishna, you will be happy. Your surrender is there always. You cannot say that I don't surrender to anybody. That is nonsense. Yes, because you are so, it is better to surrender and be peaceful. Here, Krishna says, no, that surrender will not help. You surrender to me. So intelligent person will feel that if I have to surrender, why not to Krishna? Why surrender to some foolish man? Let me surrender to Krishna. If my business is to surrender, I cannot do without surrender. That is intelligence. That Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavan Man Prabhadvati Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudullah. Therefore, who surrenders to Krishna, he is Mahatma. He is very dear Mahatma. Sudullah. So anyone who has surrendered to Krishna, they are Mahatma. They are not ordinary men. Samahatma Sudullah. We have to surrender. That's a fact. But we refuse to surrender to Krishna. That is our disease. He is not free. Just like in a state, just like in Mahatma Gandhi's time, so many started civil disobedience. But the government got them all into prison and they obliged them to obey. Similarly, our position is that